religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong. So I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this episode. I'm so glad you're here. Today's episode is going to be encouraging and I hope uplifting. If it's not, I hope it's challenging. So we're going to talk about the fact that God is good and God is safe, because there is this underlying current in Christianity, in our theology, that can be really damaging. And I think we're not even aware of how important it is to address this, even the subtleties of believing that God might not be safe. So the first place that I encountered this being overtly said was when a quote was pulled from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. And in it, they're talking about Aslan. And if you haven't read those books, they're super fun. And I finally read them, I think, last year. So highly recommend. If you haven't read them, or if you have read them, you know what I'm talking about. But Aslan is the lion, and he is this picture of who God is. And the young boy asks, "Is Aslan safe?" And I don't remember who answers and says, "Oh, he's good, but he's not safe." And I've seen that quoted on social media as, like, this is who God is. And I understand some of the nuance and some of the perspective there, but I think it can be really damaging when we internalize this idea that God is good, but he is not safe. That means that God is always good and just, but he's allowed to, like, operate in a way that makes us feel endangered. So we're going to unpack this a little bit. We're going to go into some of the verses that show that God is safe and talk about the caveat, why I think some people view it this way and might not necessarily have a harmful view of who God is, but a better way forward, because it's so important. We're going to talk about why it's important to believe that God is safe. For the sake of this episode, we're going to operate with the assumption that we're believing that God is good. And I say that because we each have to come to that conclusion on our own and in our own circumstances and in our own wrestling. We have to believe that, we have to own that for ourselves. So if that's something you're wrestling with, there's absolutely space for that. But for the sake of this episode, we're going to assume that we believe that God is good, and then move into this piece of, is God also safe? So first, let's look at the Psalms, because there's lots of examples of the psalmist reflecting how safe and secure they are with God. So a popular one would be Psalm 32:7. You are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with joyful shouts of deliverance. There's verses sprinkled all throughout here that he is our high tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Like, he is safe. He is the place where we run to. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. And I'll just read you one more. There's so many good ones. If I need my heart to be just lifted, man, these are good verses. Psalm 91:1, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. Like, that closeness that is offered to us with his presence always with us, and we're invited to enjoy his presence, that closeness, there's so much security in it. There's protection in it. There's safety in it. There's a hiding in it. So many good things in that safety. So why do I think people sometimes focus on, like, God isn't safe? I think it's the idea that God is just and that he is holy. And it's really hard for us to hold the tension between God is just and God is holy and God is love. And we can easily end up on one or the other primarily. And it's a hard tension to hold. So I think there's a desire to not lean too far over to love. So we got to focus on the justness and the justice and the holiness of God. And that means that he is not going to mess around with wickedness. He's not going to mess around with people who are harming others. Like, there is retribution. There is holding people accountable. There are consequences. But there's a misunderstanding of what the fear of the Lord is. There is a misunderstanding of what it means to stand in the presence of a holy God. Because we are standing, we are invited into the holiest of holies. Jesus made a way for us to be in the throne room. We are invited in. Holy Spirit dwells with us, like, all these beautiful things and powerful things. God is so powerful, yet we are invited into that space. We don't have to have perfection to enter that space. Jesus is our perfection. We are loved regardless of anything we do or don't do. And in his presence, we are aware of his magnitude. We are aware of his mightiness. The fact that he created the world with the word of his power. He upholds the world with the word of his power. He created everything we see by speaking it into existence. It's so awe-inspiring. And someone so magnificent, someone so mighty, someone almighty, someone who's been before time and will exist after time, our minds cannot comprehend that. As finite beings, we cannot comprehend it. And we get to stand in his presence, and he chooses to love us. He chooses to accept us. He chooses mercy and grace. And we don't have any other context for this. We don't have any other way to experience such greatness and power, and he chooses to love instead. That does put a little tremble in my heart. That does move me to worship. That does bring in awe and wonder. But because he's my father, because I know his voice, because he pursued me and loves me, and he loves you and is pursuing you, we don't have to sit there afraid of him, of whether or not he's going to be angry or accepting. Is he going to shun us, or is he going to welcome us? Is he trying to transform us by fear or by love? These are the questions that this brings up. Do we believe that God is safe? Do we believe that we are secure with him, or that we're hanging on by a thread. Or maybe we think, I'm pretty good. I'm not just holding on by a thread. I'm holding on by a cord. Like, this thing is strong. If I mess up a little, it's not a problem because look at all the good I've done. Like, that's where it brings us. It brings us into performative thinking. When God doesn't feel safe, then it has to be our job to control whether or not we are safe with him based on what we're doing instead of based on who he is. We're safe because of his goodness and his mercy and his power. He will protect, he will avenge, and we can rest in that. That allows us to let our guard down so that we don't have to stay on high alert all the time, dotting our I's, crossing our T's, checking our checklist, seeing if we measure up, comparing to those around us. Like, that is performative and proving energy, trying to measure up all the time because we don't feel safe with him. So I guess another way to kind of wrap up this caveat is to say, like, we do not have to be worried that God is angry at us in order to stand in awe and wonder. We can acknowledge his magnitude and try to grasp the amount of love he has for us that creates incredible security and safety. So why does this matter? Why do we need to believe that God is safe for us? I know I kind of touched on it throughout that, but we have to believe that God is safe. Otherwise, we won't be sure if he is trustworthy. We need to believe that he is safe for us because we're faced with a question when things don't go the way that we think they should, or when we mess up. Do we run from him or do we run to him? Because if we're not sure he's safe, our tendency is going to be hiding. And that is the opposite of connection, is when we start hiding in shame, feeling like we are less than, that we are not worthy of his love, and we're just going to shrink back and pull away from him because we're not sure it's safe. This is true with any relationship. If we're not sure how the other person responds, there's part of us that is going to be really nervous. I think of like a little kid when they're caught in something and we ask the question, "Did you do that?" We're kind of setting them up to lie because we know that they did that. And they are not sure if it's safe to say, "Yeah, I did that." And it takes years of relational building and bonding for them to be willing to be honest and say, "Yeah, that was me." And sometimes my kids will come back to me and just say, "Hey, Mom, that really was me." And we can have a really good conversation about it without instilling further fear of the consequences of lying, but just me having a gratitude for their honesty now. And I think God is the same way. He knows. He knows what we've been up to. He knows the posture of our heart. He knows our pride. He knows our hiding and our shame and the things that we wish he didn't know. He knows. And he wants us to be honest with him. He's not going to push his way in. And we can be honest about where we're at and find safety. But we have to believe that he is safe. And that is why it's so important. Where are we running? Are we running to him or are we running away from him? I'm sure I've said it before and you've probably seen the meme, but religion is painted as, "Oh no, I screwed up. What is my dad going to say?" And a close, connected relationship with God drives us to say, "Oh no, I screwed up. I got to call my dad." And there's so much different energy and perspective between those two things. But do we believe we're safe enough to say, "God, I screwed up," or "God, I have this question," or "God, I really don't like how you're not taking action in this area," or "God, I feel like you're not close," or whatever that honesty needs to be. Do you feel safe to say those things? And that's absolutely something that we can grow in, especially if we've had this perception of God that he isn't safe, that I'm not safe to ask my questions, that I'm not safe to approach him with this. Or if I mess up, if I let my guard down, if I stop being perfect, if I stop trying to measure up, if I stop actively serving in all of these different ministries, then I'm not going to be enough. I'm going to be rejected. Like, if those are the underlying themes, it's going to take time and work. And that's what my Connected course is all about. That's to help you draw closer to God and feel that connection again and feel safe with him, because it doesn't always feel safe. So we have to go back and remember examples in our lives, or test God with small things, or read some Bible verses that bolster our hearts and encourage us, so that we can be reminded that he is safe. He is a safe space for us. He's a safe place for us to land. He's a safe place for us to blow up and not have it all together. If he wasn't, I would argue that then he wouldn't be good. If his love and care for us and his open arms and his dwelling with us was conditional, then he wouldn't be good. So maybe he has to be safe in order for him to be good. We have to feel secure in that relationship, just like any other relationship. We have to feel welcomed and loved and accepted for who we are right now. And God exemplifies that better than anyone else. Isn't that just so powerful? It also is one of those times where I think it's actually appropriate to say that God's ways are not as man's ways. I think that saying gets thrown around so much to justify really harmful theology. But in this case, like, look how good God is. Look how incredible it is to be able to rest in him. If you want more support in this area, go to emilyklewis.com/connected and you can get my Connected course, or go read some of these Psalms. Again, I read from Psalm 91, Psalm 32, and Psalm 46, and there's so many others that you can read from to be encouraged in who God is. He is so trustworthy. I encourage you not to shame yourself into trusting him more, but to test it, to try it out. Be really honest, even just a speck of vulnerability, and watch that relationship grow and that connection grow. Thanks for hanging out with me, friend. I hope this was encouraging and you have something to chew on, or maybe it was a light bulb moment of, oh, that's where this idea that God wasn't safe came from. Maybe it was something a lot more obvious in literally being taught hellfire and brimstone. But either way, we can do the work to come to a whole and connected and healthy view and relationship with God. Have a great rest of your day, friend. I'll talk to you again here soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace Podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.